Brad, it's been up and down season, not a good finals. Is it?
Hang on, nothing's gone right this year.
That's the light of
Come on, Pete. next week I will be, going to Tassie. So, yeah, okay, that's good.
Take it away.
And what's the feeling like after the season? Is it a relief it's over? Or?
I guess it's a bit of disappointment, really. We went into the season pretty optimistic about where we were, and I think we just weren't able to, play consistently across the season at all, and that hurt you in the end. So we'll go away and learn from it. But I guess it does leave that sour taste in the mouth that the season's done, and this is the time when you want to be playing,
Do you personally watch the finals much, or do you kind of?
I watch a bit of the finals, here and there, and I watch the grand final and. You do. I remember I went last year and watched a fair bit just because that's where you want to be playing, and so it's disappointing when you're not there, and there's still watch a bit.
Is it sad walking off knowing that some of those blokes, Jay for one, won't be there next year, and there could be some big list management changes?
Yeah, well, especially for Schulze. He's a player that's given his all for the club and has been fantastic for so many years now. It was, sad to say goodbye to him, and I'm sure we'll be, chatting and catching up over the next few days and have a few beers with him. But and then for other guys as well, there is the changing of a list, and that's just the way that football is, I guess. It's sad when you say goodbye to mates and guys that you've been playing with for such a long time, but after being in the competition for so long, you do realise that's what happens, and the boys understand that.
Did you have a chat with Jay after the game, or did he say some words to the group, or was there?
After the game, he got up and just sort of said thanks again. He did it with the whole group the other day, but I think when the emotion's there and it's fresh, he got up and spoke to the boys, and like I said then, he really just sort of spoke about thanking everyone and loving his time there.
Now, when the team misses final six 2 years in a row, do you expect there more pretty severe list changes off-season?
I don't think so more than normal. I think it'll be a pretty sort of regular off-season in terms of changes, and we understand that there will be changes. There may be more than some years, but I don't think it's going to be drastic and a massive overhaul or anything like that. But I think that'll all pan out in the next few days.
What does Port need to do to bounce back quickly?
Yeah, I think the core group's there. I think the structure and the way we try and play is there. I think it's the execution for the whole game. And I think a lot of the time the execution is, your skill efficiency and ball use. I think that's cost us. And our decision-making under pressure is probably another one that's really hurt us. So that'll be the things we'll work on.
So that'll be the things I focus on?
I'm sure, and I'm sure the coaches will come up with some other stuff, but I think there are a couple of the keys for sure.
How disappointing is this year, after missing the finals last year, a lot of confidence about getting back in the top eight and missing consecutive seasons?
Yeah, it is. It's very disappointing, and the boys, we know that we haven't performed as well as we would have liked, and I think that, it does. It doesn't sit well with us, and we've got a long time now to sort of stew on it, I guess. But, for now, it's taking a bit of time off, getting away and coming back hungry and eager to improve again.
We've got a little preview of Palmer and Snelling these last couple of games. You must be pretty happy with how they went.
Yeah, definitely. And Riley Bonner, he was the other debutant last night. So, those boys have been good. They've come in, they've shown glimpses of what they're able to do, and I think they handled the heat and the pressure really well. And I think if you're looking at taking positives out of the season in what has been, when we understand what's been a disappointing year, blooding a fair few of those boys has definitely been a positive. And even Logan Austin's, Dougal Howard's, Darcy Byrne-Jones, there's a number of guys that have come in and done their job, so it's been impressive.
I think it was you opening the goal spur when one of them kicked it into the post. Did you have a word after that?
Yeah. That's I think it's just a young player that was, just caught up in the moment, I think. So, we had a chat after, and I seriously just told him, don't worry about it, let it go, and just keep focused on the game. Because I think as a young player, sometimes you can get caught up in mistakes like that. But, Chuka's good like that. He sort of just moved on and went. wait for the next contest.
He doesn't like you anyway, so...
That's it, you know.
You talked before you're confident in the core you've got. Do you think you need to bring much else in to kind of complement that, or is growth from within?
I think I'll leave that to the list managers. I personally look at the lists probably with a different... we're in the game and we're in the club, and so I'm always looking at the positive side of things. So I'm always thinking the list there, and we don't have to change too much. But I'm sure the list managers and those guys will sit down and discuss what they need.
Speaking of
there will be a change.
Yeah, I'd imagine there will be. Yeah, but once again, I don't think it's going to be drastic. I think there will be some tradings and delistings, and that's just the way it is. So that'll come.
You need to find another forward. I know Monfries and Ryder will come back. Yeah. Obviously, Schultz is gone, and possibly Butch. You need to bolster that area as much as anywhere else on the park.
Once again, I think the guys that are there seem to be able to do the job. If they are looking for someone, then they'll fit in to the team well. I think that we've still got enough forwards there to play and to play well, but that might be something that they're looking for.
Speaking of with a different eye at that ground level, are you in awe of what Robbie Gray does?
He does some special stuff. Yeah, he is a real rare talent. He's one of those freaks of the game, and you sit back and go, whenever Robbie's there, you normally give him the ball because he can do things that you normally can't. So he makes things happen. Oh, cheers, guys.
Thanks, ladies and gents. Good to see you all.